Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday night. My name is Kurt Hunt. I'm the CEO, founder, chief cook, bottle washer here on S3 Productions. And welcome to another episode of Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records. Now, I've heard a lot of people make fun of Columbia Records, especially Red Label Columbia Records, 78 Records, because they call them, you know, garage sale garbage, Goodwill garbage, thrift shop trash, and that may be all true. But every once in a while, you find one that I've never heard before, that if the price is right, they're worth listening to. Now, this is a reissue of Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys. We've all heard Wabash Cannonball. We're going to start with Wabash Cannonball. This is Columbia 37008, Side A. Vocals by Roy Acuff, string band accompaniment, written by Carter with Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys. So with that, sit back and enjoy.
Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen of glowing mountains to the South Bell by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. She is the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, "There's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball." Our eastern states are dandies, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on that Wabash Cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand, and always be remembered round the courts of Alabama. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore, hear the mighty rush of the engineer, that lonesome hobo's call. You're traveling through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball.
Okay, the Wabash Cannonball is an American folk song about a fictional train, thought to have originated in the 19th century. Its first documented appearance was on sheet music, published in 1882. Titled The Great Rock Island Route, and that was credited to J.A. Rolfe. Now, as a side note, it was used as the theme song by the USS Wabash, which is a replenishment oiler AR-05. Now, what that means to most anybody's probably not a whole lot except us old Navy guys, and the Wabash was a replenishment ship, and we used to come alongside and do unreps, which we'd take on fuels, groceries, whatever else from the replenishment ship. And then whenever you break away or you split, they would always play the breakaway song. And of course, on the Wabash, it would be the Wabash Cannonball. Imagine that. All right, now this is the release record, reissue record, 1947, January 28th in Hollywood, California. It says, An alternate release 37008 exists, which uses a different set of matrix numbers, was recorded in 21 October 36, and it was credited with the label as Roy Acuff and his Crazy Tennesseans. The 1936 masters are also used on Votillion, OK, and Conqueror Records. All right, so Wabash Cannibal. We switch gears here, and we're going to the Freight Train Blues. Vocals by Roy Acuff, a string band accompaniment again from the Smoky Mountain Boys. Freight Train Blues. Here we go.
I was born in Dixie in a boomer shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. Humming off the drivers was my lullaby, and the freight train whistle taught me how to cry. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 got them in the bottom of the rambling shoe. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose the freight train blues. My daddy was a farmer and my mama dear. She was the only daughter of an engineer. Did he love the freight, but now it ain't no joke. But it's a shame the way she kept the good man broke. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of the ramble. When the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blue. I know I'm old enough to quit my running around. Tried 100 times to stop and settle down. Every time I find a place I want to stay, I hear a freight train whistle, Lord, I'm on my way. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoe. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose the freight train blues. I got the freight train blue. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoe. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose the freight train blue.
Yeah, my name is Kurt Hahn. Welcome back. This is side two, at least I think it's side two. Mercury Records 70786. Or it could be called YB7776, called Freight Train Blues. This is again by Jimmy Dean, arranged by, I'm not sure who, actually, Dean and Lynn, by Jimmy Dean and the Texas Wildcats. And the reason we're playing this one is I happened to find this because last night I did Roy Acuff and Freight Train Blues. Yes, I know you're there. Every once in a while my studio staff has to get involved here. So, without further ado, Freight Train Blues. Here we go.
I'm going to lose the Freight Train Blues. My pappy was a fireman and my mother dear. He was the
the only daughter of an engineer. My sweetie was a brakeman, and it ain't no joke. It's a shame the way she keeps a good man broke. I got the plain blue. Lordy, 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 got him in the bottom of a rambling shoe. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, Lordy, I guess I'm never gonna lose the bed frame blue.
Yes, I know you're there. I'm trying to do a show here, and I can't do it with your interrupting all the time. Okay, that was Freight Train Blues by Jimmy Dean. I can't quite read the label, but I'm assuming it's arranged by Jimmy Dean and Lewin. All right, Jimmy Dean was an American country music singer, television host, actor, and businessman. Although he was best known today as the creator of the Jimmy Dean sausage brand, he became the national TV personality starting in 1957. Again, this record was released in 1956, rising to fame for his 1961 crossover hit, Big Bad John. Big John. And his television series, The Jimmy Dean Show, which also gave puppeteer Jim Hansen his first national media exposure. Now, I got to tell you a story about Jimmy Dean's sausage. When I was in the reserves, they'd always send us over to Korea. Last few years, I was in the reserves. And when you get to Korea, especially around middle of April, May, something like that, they always have their big war games. And the big deal is you get these packages of rations called. They were called Jimmy Dean's, obviously. And you get a frozen submarine sandwich, just some potato chips, a bowl of, or a canned thing of fruit and some other stuff in there. But it was always frozen. And I don't know who made these things or when, but you could literally watch them turn green as it would thaw out. I'll never forget Jimmy Dean sausages or Jimmy Dean frozen meals in Korea. What's that got to do with Jimmy Dean, the actor, singer? Probably know a whole lot, but I tell the stories. Anyway, I just happened to find Jimmy Dean's in the Texas Wildcat Freight Train Blues right after I did the Roy Acuff Freight Train Blues. So I thought I would just sort of throw that in as a passing thought. So with that, let's close the show. Thank you. Country music area is where it's never been. So with that, we had Freight Train Blues and Wabash Cannonball by Roy Acuff on Columbia Records. If you have any questions, comments, hints, suggestions, or otherwise, you can always reach me at curthon74@yahoo.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/s3productions2. With that, you all have a great Friday night. Good night. And goodbye.